Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Before we get started with today's episode, definitely go to otrwesterns.com, check out the survey link there, or go to otrwesterns.com/survey, or go on the app and click the survey link. I need you guys to go ahead and do that. Let me know my demographic and what other things you guys listen to. So let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is May 21st, 1952, and the title is Bandits of Badwater. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar corn pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's sugar corn pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Bandits of Badwater County. Say, boys and girls, if you'd like to sit down to a really scrumptious breakfast treat tomorrow morning, just pour yourself out a big bowl of new Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Add milk and dig in. Those luscious golden hearts of corn just can't be beat for flavor. And no sugar needed. Sugar corn pops are already sweetened for you just right. Now, let's listen. Foremost among the champions of law and order in the days when the first railroads nosed their way westward was United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok. His blue steel courage and fearless daring were matched only by the faithfulness of the deputy who rode at his side, the mountainous Jingles. Tirelessly, this pair of lawmen roamed the West in search of those who lived outside the law, and it was inevitable that sooner or later they'd run into the bandits of Badwater County.
Sheriff, I've been mail clerk on this railroad since it got up ahead of steam in its first engine, and I ain't ever been as scared as I am now.
Now, settle down, Jim. Things ain't always as bad as they seem.
Oh, they ain't, huh? You and me sitting here in a box full of payroll money after all that's been happening in the past 3 months?
Well, don't borrow trouble, Jim. It ain't happened yet.
Well, you can bet if some bandits do hold us up and get this payroll, might as well shoot us, too. Those construction workers are in a mighty mean state of mind. They don't get this money today, they'll get our necks.
Now, like I say, Jim, nothing's happened yet, and don't you go...
Sheriff! We're stopping. We ain't to Badwater yet.
Now, you keep your head, Jim.
Well, what are we stopping here for?
Well, maybe one of the cars has got a hot box.
Yeah, but maybe it's something else. Listen.
Hey, sir! You in there?
Who's that?
Well, sounds like Matt Webster, the construction superintendent of the railroad.
Sheriff, can you hear me? This is Matt Webster. Everything's all right. You can open up.
All right, Matt. Now, you see, Jim, that's Matt, all right. I'd know his voice anywhere. Have to admit, I'm right relieved myself. Here, help me with this lock.
Well, I'm right glad to turn over the payroll money to him and get it off my mind.
Yeah. Well, Matt, I'm mighty glad... Hey, you ain't Matt Webster.
Sheriff. They were a mess. It's a holdup.
Well, now you catch on real quick. All right, Sheriff, hand over that payroll money. Just throw down that box.
No, sir, I ain't throwing nothing but lead.
All right, boys, get up in there and get that box.
Bill, he's coming around. Doc said it'd be all right.
That slug sure parted his hair, Jingles.
Oh.
Yeah. Just take it easy, Sheriff. Don't rush anything.
Howdy, Sheriff. It's Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Oh, Bill, I'm sure glad to see you around.
Those bandits make off with that payroll?
Reckon so, Sheriff. You and the clerk were laid out cold and the money box was gone.
Dad blasted sneaking road agents pulled a low-down trick on me.
What was that, Sheriff?
Matt, you here too?
Yeah.
One of them Jaspers talks like you. Sounds just like you. In fact, he called in and said it was you and to open up.
Well, now that makes it real clear as to why you opened the door.
Why? You didn't think I was in cahoots with those coyotes, did you?
No, Sheriff, but that crowd outside thinks so. You feel good enough to talk to him?
Sure, I'll talk to him.
Well, then let's go outside. I'll try to keep the men in hand with Wild Bill's help.
I figure we can do that all right, Matt.
Yeah, we'll be backing you and the sheriff, Matt. Let's go.
I'll be ready now, Jingle.
I've been ready, Bill.
There they are, men. All right, Matt. Turn that crooked sheriff over to us. We'll string him up.
Quiet. Hold it, men. All right. Now listen to me.
They're just calling, Matt Webster. We all want our pay. We want it now. No crooked sheriff is going to keep it away from us. Make him tell us where it is.
Now, that's going to do you no good running me down, Bull Hadley. The payroll was stolen, that's that. But we're going to try and get it back.
Yeah, and if you don't, you're going to do a jig at the end of a rope, Sheriff. Yeah. And if we don't get our pay, there's going to be some railroad property smashed up, too.
All right, that's enough, Mr. Sheriff.
Now, just who do you think you are talking so big?
I'm a United States Marshal in this territory. And I'm here to see that you don't have any necktie socials or wreck any railroad property. Is that clear?
Well, I hear you talking, but it don't seem to make any impression.
Bill, you gonna let him talk to you like that?
Easy, partner. That crowd's in a rough mood. Mister, maybe it'd make more impression on you if I cooled you off in jail for a day or so.
You ain't taking me to no jail. I got a special way of taking care of smart Jack U.S. Marshals.
I'd be careful about demonstrating it if I were you, Bull.
Yeah? I'm gonna be right careful.
Billy's coming for you.
Oh, that's your
talk. Talking ain't all I'm doing to you.
Watch the crowd, Jingles.
Yeah. All right, the rest of you milling mavericks, keep your distance and keep your hands away from those six guns. You heard me. You got a grandstand seat to watch Wild Bill Hickok. Now enjoy it.
Well, that's who you are.
Yeah, now I'm going to give you time to think it over.
That's it, Bill. There you are, gents. Anybody else care to try matching Wild Bill?
That's enough, Jingles. All right, Bull, on your way.
You ain't stopping us that easy, Hickok. We'll be back to get you and that no-good sheriff real soon.
Wranglers, did you ever see Wild Bill Hickok Marshall's badge? Outlaws have a healthy respect for that badge. How'd you like one just like it? Well, sir, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are fixing to pin a Marshal's badge just like Wild Bill's on you. Oh, it's a humdinger. Big six-pointer star, hefty as a nugget. All silvery shining. And right around the edge, engraved deep and outlined in black enamel, it reads, Marshal Wild Bill Hickok. And there's Wild Bill and Jingle's picture right in the center. And tell you something else, this badge comes with a fancy badge-carrying case of simulated brown leather. The cover has Wild Bill's insignia stamped right on it. Oh, it's fine for carrying in your pocket when you want to operate secret. Carries your official marshal identification and membership card, too. Now, Wranglers, the whole kit and caboodle is easy as easy can be to get. Just mail the top from a box of those fine-eaten Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops and 25 cents to Kellogg's Box 306, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's all. A top from your Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops box and 25 cents to Kellogg's Box 306, Battle Creek, Michigan. But don't you be letting the grass grow under your feet. Send for your Wild Bill Hickok Marshal's badge today. This offer is good only in those areas permitting such offers.
When Wild Bill Hickok met and whipped the mob's leader, Bull Hadley, they all dispersed, but with Bull threatening that they'd return to get both Hickok and the sheriff. Bill, in the meantime, talked to Matt Webster in the sheriff's office, trying to find some clue to the identity of the payroll robbers.
I can't tell you anything, Hickok, except that this is only one of a long line of incidents against my construction company.
Bill, it looks like somebody was trying to run Matt's company into the ground so they could get the building contract for the railroad.
Yeah, but just somebody ain't anybody in particular. And you gotta have some particular somebody before you can lock them up.
Ain't so sure I understand that, Jingles.
Well, I ain't so sure I do myself. What are we gonna do, Bill?
Find somebody to lock up for the robbery.
Well, who?
That's what we have to find out.
Bill, I don't get you.
We're gonna try a trick, partner.
Oh, good. I like tricks.
Well, I don't like the one that bandit played on me. Talking in a voice that sounded just like Matt here.
Yeah. Well, I sure hope your trick works, Hickok. With the payroll gone, if that mob destroys any of the railroad property or my equipment, well, it'll finish my company.
Yeah, Bill. Matt's closer to bankruptcy now than he let on.
Oh, now that's a downright shame.
All right, here's my plan. Jingles and I were sent out here to watch for a government shipment of gold from the men at Carson City bound for Washington.
Gold? Well, hoppin' horn toads, Bill. If those bandits got wind of that, we'd be in trouble right up to our gun belts.
And that's just what they're going to do.
Bill, you loco? You wouldn't take a chance on that.
Well, you let the word leak out among the workers that this shipment is coming through Badwater tomorrow morning.
Well, if you say so.
Oh, but it really ain't gonna be coming, eh, Bill?
No, Sheriff. Matt, I want you to arrange for an eastbound special. Just a locomotive and one car. Make it look like a hot shot.
I gotcha, Bill.
Bill, we ain't gonna be riding that special, are we?
We sure are, partner.
Uh-oh, I was afraid of that.
And I'm gonna be right with you, Jingles.
That won't be necessary, Sheriff.
I don't care. I was the one that lost that payroll. I want to be there when those owl hoots are caught.
If they take our bait, you mean?
Yeah, we're the bait. All locked up in that car, we'll just be sitting ducks for those varmints.
Well, you got everything straight, Matt?
Sure have, Mr. Hickok. I'll have that hotshot ready to roll in and pick you up at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. And the way I'll put it on around town, she'll look like she's carrying the whole daggum mint.
Good. Come on, Jingles. We might as well get over to the hotel and get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, looks like tomorrow's going to be a busy day. Good night, gents, and good luck to us. Be, Bill.
You know a good way to find out, Jingles?
What's that?
Open the door and see.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
How do you do? I'm Turner Snively.
How do you do? Bill, it's Turner Snively.
Invite him in, partner.
Oh, sure. Come in, Mr. Snively.
Thank you.
Evening, Mr. Snively. I'm Bill Hickok.
I came to see you, Hickok. To see why you aren't locking up that sheriff for implication in that payroll robbery.
Now, just a minute, mister.
Hold it, Jingles.
Well,
I don't know why you're so interested, Snively, but the sheriff's not guilty.
You consider yourself both judge and jury, Hickok?
No, but I have no reason to suspect the sheriff.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm a lawyer in this town, Marshal, and I think there's plenty of reason to hold him.
Then you'll have to bring me the proof. Until then, you can keep your suspicions to yourself.
Yeah, and you can keep yourself out of this room beginning right now. That's the door, mister. It's for walking through, so do it.
Okay, big boy. You got a big surprise coming to you, Hickok.
You see Hickok Snively?
Yeah. But he didn't say anything to give me an idea of what he's up to.
Well, if he hadn't butted in, we'd have had that pesky sheriff and that overbearing super Matt Webster right where we wanted him.
You gotta be careful, Bull. I've told you that before. You're just excited.
You'd be excited, too, if you had this black guy Hickok gave me. I'm just waiting to get back at that tin star.
You'll have your chance. Tonight. I've just gotten wind of something big. If we put this one over, we can ruin Matt Webster and buy him out with his own money.
What have you got now?
Well, the less you know, the better. But I want you to round up the boys and tell them to be at the Green Hill Curve on the railroad at sunup tomorrow morning.
Sounds like you really got something hot, boss.
I have. Now go take care of them. Then come back and meet me behind the hotel at midnight sharp. First, we've got to get rid of Hickok and that big bear he calls a deputy.
We're going to sneak up and shoot Hickok while he's sleeping?
Ah, you idiot. You don't just sneak up on Hickok and shoot him. Boot Hill's full of those that try that. You have to get him in the back. And I know just how to arrange that.
Sheriff, you sure don't have to go on this trip.
No use arguing with me, Hickok. I'm going.
You sure are a stubborn cuss.
This was fine work, Matt. You got this train here right on time.
Yeah, and she's ready to roll just as soon as you get in that car.
All right, let's load this gear and boxes in the car. If anybody's looking, I want them to get some big ideas.
We got most of it in. Here, Jingles. Give me a hand with this big one.
Sure. There she goes. Well, there you are, Matt.
And I'll be doggone. See, I could use you building the railroad.
Not on your life. When we're through here, I'm going so far west, the railroad will never catch me.
Well, y'all ready to go, Bill? This has got to look like she's running on a fast schedule.
Yeah, Matt. Give the engineer the highball and let's roll. Let's get up in the car, Jingles.
All right, here goes. Climb aboard, Jinx. And close that door tight and lock it.
You know what to do, Matt.
I got it all straight, Hickok. Good luck.
Yeah, and that stuff we're going to need plenty of.
Well, round me up and ship me off, Wranglers. If I don't always want to talk more than a poll parrot when it comes to telling you about new Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. But the best way for you to know about this wonderful two-way cereal that's already sweetened for you is by munching a few mouthfuls yourself. Yep, by jingo, just take a handful of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops right out of the big yellow box like candy. They're a real tasty snack, sweet and crisp and crunchy. Then try a few spoonfuls of Sugar Corn Pops out of the bowl with milk. There, that's all you do to know that out of the box, you're out of the bowl. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops is the most downright delicious cereal you ever tasted. So hit the trail for the store tomorrow and load up on new Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Hey, and you take old Panhandle's word for it. You'll be mighty glad you did.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Wild Bill Hickok has had Matt Webster, the construction superintendent, send out a special train of an engine and one car, and let word leak out that this is a hotshot special carrying minted gold to Washington. Bill, Jingles, and the sheriff are riding in the car, hoping to trick the payroll bandits into coming out in the open to stage another robbery.
Bill, ain't this old tea kettle busting along a little too fast? I saw an engine blow up once. Spread itself and the crew over two counties.
Hey, I wish you'd quit talking like that, Jingles. You're going to make me nervous if you keep it up.
Ah, you two slow down. Just keep your wits about you and everything's going to be all right.
Hey, now doggone it, well, what's that engineer doing?
Something's wrong. Hey, you suppose this is it, Bill?
Maybe, Sheriff. We'll soon see.
Help! We're in a wreck! He's blowing up! Help!
Hey, partner. Jingles. Jingles!
Huh? Oh, Bill. My bruised and battered body. Bill, are we wrecked for sure?
Quiet, partner. We just stopped. This may be what we're looking for.
Hickok, this is Matt. Your little scheme didn't work. I didn't fall for it.
Bill, that's Matt Webster.
How'd he get here? We left him back at the station in Badwater.
It's not Webster, Sheriff. That's the same man that fooled you once before.
Come on, Bill. Open up. Tell you the trick didn't work.
And that trick won't work either, mister. You're not getting this gold like you got the payroll.
Are you smart, Jack Starpacker? You're not getting away with that gold.
Jingles, where have I heard that voice before?
Huh? I don't know, Bill.
Well, I heard it once before. Come on, sorrow, that varmint.
All right, I'm through stalling with you, Hickok. Shoot that door off, Bulls.
A pleasure, boss.
Sheriff, Jingles, get down behind those boxes.
It don't do no good, boss. That door's solid.
We'll slam that iron bar across it and we'll lock him in. One last chance, Hickok. Either you open that door and shove out that gold, or we'll run the train back and then smash this car to matchwood with it.
No, he wouldn't do that, would he, Bill? With us trapped in here?
He just might, partner.
Oh. Nothing doing, mister.
All right. Take that train back and then run it down here full speed. Bust this car wide open.
Hey, Bill, he's doing it. Or we'll all be killed in here.
Not yet, Sheriff. I've got a couple of picks and crowbars. Here, Jingles. I'll start breaking a hole in the floor of this car.
Big enough to crawl down through, Bill? Is that your idea, huh, Bill?
You got it, partner. Now make it fast.
Ain't much time, Bill.
Grab that crowbar, Sheriff. Pry up these pieces as we break them loose.
Stand back, everybody. An engine will be coming like 60.
Bill, I can see the ground.
Just a little bit more, Jingles.
We'll never get a hole big enough to push Jingles through.
No, now, don't you talk like that, Sheriff. We gotta get out of here.
It comes!
Bill, the train's coming back.
Quick, Sheriff. Get on through that hole and roll in the ditch.
All right, Bill. I'm going.
Now, you, Jingles.
Yeah. Oh, Bill, I'm caught.
No, you're not, partner. I'll give you a push. Be sure to roll toward the ditch at the side of the tracks. Now,
down you go. I made it, Bill. Come on, that train's right on top of us.
Here I come. Now, hit the ditch, partner. Quick. Sheriff, Jingles, you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay, Bill.
All right, now. Those Jaspers will crowd that car to get the gold they think's in there. Be ready to get them.
I'm ready.
Me too.
All right, boys. I get that gold and let's get out of here.
Come on, you guys. Clear away that wreckage and find that gold back.
All right.
Hickok and the others must be dead now.
Hurry up. What's the matter?
Here it comes, Bill.
Hey, there ain't no gold here. Just a bunch of empty boxes. Some picks and crowbars. Where did Hickok get to? His body ain't here.
No, let's get him. Here I am, Bull. Reach, you pack of coyotes, and get him up.
Hey, what's going on here? Hickok, where'd you come from?
That's not where I came from that matters. It's where you're going, Bull Hadley.
What do you mean by that?
He means you're headed for the territorial prison for wrecking a train and for a payroll robbery. That's what.
You can't pin that on me.
I just did.
What? Well, what about Snively?
Oh, so that too is under the other mask. Well, I've got nothing on him but attempted robbery. You're the goat, Bull.
Yeah, maybe they can fit you up with a pair of horns at the prison.
Oh, no. I ain't being no goat for him.
Shut up, you fool.
No, sir. Snively, you ain't making me take no rap for you.
Shut up.
Hickok, you go looking Snively safe. You'll find the whole payroll. After he'd ruined Matt Webster's company, he was going to buy him out with her own dough.
Well, now, ain't that a fine mess of greens?
Bull, I'll get you for that. Snively, your getting days are over. And Jingles, I just remembered. It's Snively's voice. It sounds like Matt Webster's.
Then that's how he fooled me when he got the payroll.
That's right, Sheriff. Maybe Snively learned all those tricks from studying public speaking.
Well, if he did, Bill, I reckon there are a lot of owl hoots where he's going that'll give him some more public speaking lessons. They'll teach him that even if he did talk his way into jail, he'll never talk his way out of it.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Andy, what's our story for Friday?
Oh, this one's about a phony mind guy and how Wild Bill and Jingles shoot it out with the Shotgun Swindler.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Sugar Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Ken Christie, Tim Graham, Byron Kane, Jim Nusser, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Friday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok mixes with the Shotgun Swindler. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, and Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal.
welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011, under attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.